After a colder than average June kept us indoors, the warm weather in July was enough reason to take a trip to the bar or to treat ourselves to a dinner at a restaurant. Tracking activity in bars and taverns and restaurants is one of those metrics that helps us monitor the pulse of consumers. Are they spending or are they sitting on their wallets? These figures, along with retail sales volumes and the purchases of new vehicles, are a great indicator of the mood of the public and their optimism. If they're cranky about their prospects, they'll sit on their wallets, and if they're feeling good about the months ahead, they'll treat themselves. July, it turns out, was a treat-yourself month. For the first time, sales at bars and taverns and food service providers, including restaurants and caterers, cracked the $150 million mark for a single month. That was up from June, an increase of more than a full percentage point, and one of the better performances in the country, standing at roughly twice the growth we saw across the nation. I'm Paul Martin.